Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Tom Waits.
This is about Denver, Colorado. A little piece of metropolitan double talk about a corner called 17th and Wazee, right across the street from the Oxford Hotel, catty corner from the Terminal Bar. It's also about a block away from the train station. They had no idea, I guess, when they built the terminal bar that it would be another 20 years later be chock full of terminal cases. But this is called Easy Street. Because there's a blur drizzle down the plate glass as a neon swizzle stick is stirring up a sultry night air. And a yellow biscuit of a buttery cue ball moon is rolling maverick across an obsidian sky. And the buses are groaning and they're wheezing down on the corner. I'm freezing on Restless Boulevard, Midnight Road, cross town from Easy Street with tight knots of moviegoers and out-of-towners, and they're on the stroll. The buildings lit, towering high above like dominoes or black dice. You know all the used car salesmen dressed up in their Purina checkerboard slacks and their Foster Grant wraparounds are pacing in front of that rainbow Earl Shive $39.95 merchandise like markers at a shooting gallery. Dressed up in jack-o'-striped jackets with the blue denim dye, throwing out some kind of a Texas gweening routine. They say, "Hello, sucker. We like your money just as well as anybody else's." And all the harlequin sailors are on the stroll in search of like new paint, AM/FM dreams. All up his yellow gypsy cabs are stacked up in the taxi zones, and they're waiting like pinball machines to tick off a joyride to some kind of a magical place. Oh yes, stacked up just looking like truckers welcome diners with dirt lots of Peterbilts and Kenworths and Jimmys and the like, doing some serious highballing with bankrupt brakes. Overdriven, underpaid, underfed, a day late, a dollar short, and I'm on a corner. I'm on a corner like a just got in town Jasper on a street corner with a Gasper looking for some kind of a Cheshire billboard grin, stroking a goatee chin, using parking meters as walking sticks. I'm on the inebriated stroll here. Eyelids propped open at half-mast, and over at Chubb's Pool and Snooker, it was a nickel after two. It was a nickel after two in the cobalt steel blue dream smoke. The radio groaned out the hit parade, and the chalk squeaked, and the floorboards creaked, and an Olympia sign winked through a torn yellow shade. Jack Chance himself was seriously leaning up against the Wurlitzer, eyeballing out a five-ball combination shot. Impossible, you say? And I'm leaning up against the Wurlitzer, elbow to elbow with none other than Jack Chance himself, and I'm looking for some kind of an emotional investment. an emotional investment with romantic dividends. Has the sun come crawling yellow out of a manhole at the foot of 23rd Street? And a Dracula moon is making its way back to its prepaid room at the St. Moritz Hotel. And you know, the thunder and hail across the trestles on Belmont sounding like the ghost of Gene Krupa with overhead cam and glass packs, fuel injected. And I'm a held over for another smashed weekend.